Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fans. Time for the Power Hour, the final hour of the show as we power through, give out my picks, AWOD's picks around the NFL, our keys to victory and pathway to success before we send you off to Bill Roth for Hokies football. As the Hokies and the Hoos are coming off of good wins and trying to stay hot in the ACC. It will be Virginia at Louisville, Virginia Tech homecoming hosting Wake Forest. But we're going to go around the NFL right now with AWOD's picks, and I'll say, wow, what about that Thursday night game? That was like a 10 out of 10. That was everything you want in a Thursday night game. Those who stayed up late got to see an awesome overtime game between the Niners and the Rams, and how about Shanahan out-dueling McVay with his defense getting a big stop on fourth down. All right, 9:30 a.m. on the NFL Network. So we got Michael Phillips coming on a little later. I'm calling him out on this. I'm placing a bet against Michael Phillips, who is taking Carson Wentz in Minnesota. I've seen enough Carson Wentz to know he is going to vomit all over himself. He's going to puke all over the stadium there, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. Watch Myles Garrett have 4 sacks. Carson Wentz gets sacked 8 to 10 times. And the Browns get the win. Give me Browns plus 3.5. Raiders, Colts, Indiana Jones stays golden at home. He moves to 3-0 at home and 4-1 with a win over Vegas. Giants, Saints is your absolute dud game of the week. And you know what? Jackson Fart's going to get another win because the Saints are awful. They're one of the worst teams the NFL has had in like 5 or 6 years. I feel bad for Kellen Moore. He's been dealt a terrible hand. Spencer Rattler can't win a game. Can't even come close. Giants will win. Cowboys, Jets, another stinker right there. I believe in the boys offensively to overpower the Jets. Jets are a good defense led by Aaron Glenn, first-year coach there, who's not going to be on the hot seat when his team moves to 0-5, but they're not going to win this game. Give me Dallas minus 1.5. Dak Prescott has been terrific. He has been playing with a chip on his shoulder, and somehow his hamstring has stayed intact, and he's been awesome. I mean, he's been a top 10. He has been, by far, the best quarterback in the NFC East. As much as I thought it was going to be Jalen Hurts hasn't done much in terms of throwing the ball downfield. Dak's been the guy. Broncos, Eagles, it feels like every week I'm predicting the Eagles are going to suffer their first defeat. They're getting closer and closer and closer. I think they probably sneak out another win, though, and move to 5-0 at home against the Denver Broncos. Let's go. Dolphins, Panthers. I mean, I'm telling you, there's like 4 dud games this weekend. That's one of them. I will take the Panthers to win that one. Given the injury to Tyreek Hill, I think there's just going to be a lot of sadness in the Miami locker room. And you could see first coach fired after that defeat there if Miami moves to 1-4. Texans, Ravens. Give me the healthy quarterback, C.J. Stroud, to get the win. No, Lamar Jackson. Titans, Cardinals. I think Arizona continues to have a pretty good start to this season. You know, Cam Ward said, my team's been ass. We're 0-4. You're going to be 0-5. What are you going to say then, Cam Ward? Bucks, Seahawks. This is a fantastic game here. I tend to believe that the Bucks can go on the road and win this one. But I do think this is going to be like Bucks win it with a field goal late. Should be a really fun contest. 4 or 5 on CBS. That is definitely one of your games of the week. 4:25 on Fox is the Lions against the Bengals. Give me Detroit. It's the biggest spread on the board, Detroit -9.5. I've been saying the Bengals should have fired Zach Taylor last year. He forced him. He decided, I'm going to play all my starters. Look where it got you. Joe Burrow's done. You're using Jake Browning now. They've got issues on offense. They've got issues on defense. I think the Lions could hang 50 on them. Give me the Lions to go on the road and win and move to 4-1. Patriots, Bills from Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. I actually think the Patriots will keep this close, and then Buffalo will steal it in the fourth quarter and might end up winning by 10 or at least by 7, but Buffalo definitely wins that one. Monday Night Football. Monday night! It's going to be my certified NFL game of the week. Yep, you heard that right. AWOD's Radio's certified NFL game of the week, guaranteeing that it will be worth your viewing time, guaranteeing that it will be a game that goes down to the wire. Chiefs-Jaguars. Chiefs on the road this year, but I feel like they got some momentum because they got rolling against the Ravens last week. They had their best offensive performance and maybe one of their best defensive performances as well, and I think we're going to start seeing the Chiefs start playing some better football. They will go into Jacksonville, get the win, and improve to 3-2. Look, their offense got hot last week. Why is that? Oh, yeah, they got a weapon back in Xavier Worthy. Mahomes needs somebody to throw the ball to. He can't do everything. So they got a weapon back, and they were able to move the ball. The Jaguars have sneaky been one of the cool stories of the season so far. First-year coach Liam Cohen, 3-1. Trevor Lawrence has, you know, rediscovered his ability to make plays. Travis Etienne Jr. has been a top 10 running back. A lot of people didn't see this coming. I don't even think Jacksonville saw this coming because they drafted Bashaul Tutin out of Virginia Tech. Will we see more Travis Hunter Monday Night Football, prime time, under the lights? I think you will see him make a couple plays on the offensive side of the ball. But I got the Chiefs going to Jacksonville and getting the win in AWOD's certified NFL game of the week. The Falcons are on a bye. Man, is that going to feel good for Atlanta, especially after the win over Washington? Chicago, Green Bay, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are the three other teams on byes this week. For Washington, they go to L.A. to take on the Chargers. 4:25 kickoff. I kind of like that. I'll get to watch the entire 9:30 game, get to watch Red Zone for 3 hours, then lock into my TV for that 4:25 kickoff and the return of JD5, Jaden Daniels. What's it going to take for Washington to get the win? We want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I think we could maybe see a defensive battle in the first half there, teams figuring each other out, and then it could come down to, I think, which experienced coach makes the better halftime adjustments. Maybe Jaden has some early rust, right? We got to get going in the second half there, and I think we can. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success when we return. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067 or tweet me at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine. It is Saturday, October 4th in the nation's capital, just after 10:15 a.m. You can hear us on 106.7 The Fan, Simulcast Team 980, and in Richmond, 910 The Fan. That's where you can check me out on the Odyssey app. Monday through Friday. If you're enjoying the show, I'm live from 12 to 3 Monday through Friday, and we talk all things Commanders every day at 1 p.m. Phone lines are open right now, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. If you're too busy to call in, you can tweet me. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Dwayne says, AWOD, callers see whatever is going to fit their narrative. They say they ran the ball too much in the Packers game. Other callers said bad clock management at the end of the half. He said, we were trying to be conservative. Intentional grounding killed the drive. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. What's it going to take for Washington to get the win? I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success in a little bit. But I told you all show long, I think this is a game in which we're going to need to blitz. We're going to need to blitz and get after Justin Herbert. He cannot have time in the pocket, because if he has the time that Michael Penix has had, he will throw for 400 yards. I mean, he will destroy. He's so much better than Michael Penix. He's a legit elite quarterback, and we've seen him take his game to the next level under Harbaugh. We need to do what the Giants did, get in his face and pressure him all game long and force him into some mistakes. And then I do think this is a game in which I would love to see Jayden Daniels go off and really, you know, throw the ball left and right and down the field. But it's a run game. I do think this is a running game here. You're going to see running back by committee once again. And then Chris Rodriguez will get it started. McNichols will be your scat back. And then all of a sudden, you'll see Bill get an opportunity. And hopefully he gets more than 7 carries this game if he's running as well as he did last week. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Elijah in D.C. What's up, man? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Juan, thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate it, man. I'm excited for the game. Obviously, we are a different team. I feel like we are a different fan base when five is trotting onto the field. You hit the nail on the head with this run game. One thing I would like to see them do, and I understand that they don't operate under center as much, is I would love to see them reward the run game, reward Debo, reward Zach Ertz. And obviously Terry isn't playing, but eventually they can give him be rewarded with this play-action pass. Now, they do – the mesh point that they use is kind of like a college mesh point. I don't like to put the term college into the pro offense. It is what it is. But certain conceptually, the mesh point is from a shotgun formation. And I think if he was under center and he was able to give Bill a legit – mesh point, allowing him to run off of, let's say, like a Laramie Tunsil, while you got Debo running to the right side of the field. When Jayden Daniels is in a boot action and he's moving his legs, and you have a guy like Debo Samuels who's able to run play action or run crosses away from guys. Zach Ertz has always been a great guy off play action with the run game. I think that would change the complexity of the team without having to do too much, because you're going to have to honor that mesh point and put bodies in the zone to be able to cover that run, which allows Jayden Daniels to tuck the ball without necessarily being a design run. Yeah. So we're just going to get your legs moving, built into the design, not necessarily to get you running around and see what's going on. No, we're going to build it in and let guys run around down the post, obviously, these quick things, these concepts, just so you can kind of keep the chains moving after you run the ball. They run, and then they sit in the pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah.
Well, look, I would love for them to have Jayden under center more, but they love the shotgun look and the shotgun runs, and that's part of the reason why they moved on from B-Rob, right? Because those guys, you know, Chris Rodriguez and what we've seen from McNichols and Bill, they're much better running out of shotgun than B-Rob. What are you expecting in Jayden's first game back here? Is he going to look like the rookie of the year again?
There's a chance. We have to be smart about this. Now, he wasn't lights out, neither was the entire offense before the injury. Now, I'm just curious to see how he looks now, dropping 7 and rushing 4. Has anything changed? Not just from his perspective, but has Cliff said, okay, let's look at the tape and see, because if they're going to, somebody else is going to have to do this. They're going to do the same thing until he shows, or until this offense shows that we can adequately take care of that rushing 4 and dropping 7. It's either got to be Jayden says, I'm getting the ball out of my hand regardless. This is the ball has to be out, or I have to do something, or he's moving his legs. Something has to happen. If he's holding the ball while they're rushing four and they're dropping seven as he's trying to decide where can I go comfortably with this football, it changes. Jaden, when he knows this isn't here and I'm gone, that's different. But he has to hold on to the ball and then decide I'm going to run. The precious time is already gone.
Yeah.
And when those plays, I can kind of see him developing. I trust him 100%, but I'm like, this series, or if we don't get this on the first down, because we need a certain amount of yards on the first down too, it can just change what we need situationally. And I just don't want him to put on his cape. So I think he's going to look good. I think if Cliff plans a game plan that gets the ball out of his hands almost like hot potato, this ball is searing hot. I want it out your hands fast, because I know you're a guy who's better the faster things go. You can get him going. Once he gets in gear, you're cool. So
right.
Early, give him an opportunity. This East-West stuff, it can kind of be good for certain defenses, but you're going to have to start running right at guys early. Stop running around them. Run through them. Give your offensive line the opportunity to be strong early. Stop some of these stuff when you got these shotgun looks. You got guys, okay, I need you to block him. Okay, skill position, I need you to block this guy. And then I'm going to pull the ball. That's a lot to ask of anybody at the first bit of a game. That's a lot of conceptually. That's like, come on, man, running and blocking and trying to get your feet up under you. Nah, man, old school. Let some people be physical, run some dives, man, then get Zach going early. You got to get to your guys faster. You can't.
Yeah.
We can't. Our energy, I feel like our energy comes too late in games, too.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, we gotta get Jaden Daniels in rhythm and get off to a good start offensively in this game. It has not happened yet on the road. Too many three and outs to start games on the road. That has got
to
stop.
Can't do that to your defense.
Get him in rhythm. I thought Green Bay got Jordan Love in rhythm early on in that game. Good call, Elijah. Always appreciate you chiming in. Let's
go
to
yeah.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey real quick. What's up, Mitch? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
How's it going, Adam?
Good.
You know, the Chargers, the offensive line is hurting, so I expect some sacks, and that's going to be the key.
Yeah.
They lost a running back. I know they have a good running back, and we got to keep running the ball. We got to make sure this game, we got to make life a little easier for Jalen and our defense. Those are the keys.
Yeah, good call. I love it, man. I mean, I'm going to be pissed off if we don't get sacks in this game. I'm going to be pissed off if we go away from the run, because I do think to win this game, we've got to control the time of possession. It was the recipe for success last year, and it didn't just disappear in one offseason here. We have got to be able to run the ball, get off the field defensively, and keep JD5 on the field. Mitch, anything else you want to say?
No, it's going to be a good game. I know it's going to be a good game. Both two good quarterbacks, and I love it.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's going to be a good quarterback matchup there between Jade Daniels and Justin Herbert. That's why there's a lot of similarities between these teams. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Give you my keys to victory, pathway to success, and then we'll catch up with Michael Phillips coming up next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I'm so happy to be with you guys on a Saturday morning talking about my favorite football team. Here we go. Let's get to it. Our Commanders, keys to victory and pathway to success. Washington on the road against the L.A. Chargers, 425. I mean, this is a great opportunity to get a road win because they don't have a great fan base. It's not like we're going to lose the game at halftime because they're in it and the crowd's just going to be wild in the second half. That is not going to be the case. In fact, like I kind of doubt that this crowd is going to be loud enough to get Washington any false starts. We might have a couple because we have mistakes. We have penalties galore every week. But I just don't think the crowd's going to be a factor. First key is the key to your car, right? Well, you're on the road and you want to get in the car and drive. How do you drive the football on the road? We know this. We've talked about this. We've had callers say this. First key to victory is you have to be able to run the football. I've talked about I need Jaden over 34 yards. He's got to hit that number. And for the offense as a whole, I need 150 of total rushing yards. That's the combo of maybe five guys, maybe even more, right? You got the big three right now. Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, and Bill. You got Debo and Jaden Daniels as well. And maybe even an end around of Jalen Lane, right? Get the speedster involved early. Get him some touches here. 150 yards of total rushing offense. Pound the rock. Stick with it. Key number two. This is the key to the house. Well, you're on the road in their house. Well, you know what? Your house key still works on the road if you don't beat yourselves. Second key to victory, less penalties than the Chargers. Just stop losing the game with bad mistakes. Get off the field on third down. Don't have a penalty that keeps you on there. Do not have dumb mistakes like holding that negate a big play, right? I mean, we've had that this year already, a 30-yard pass. Oh, no, holding, it's coming back. Offensive lineman downfield. This has to stop. We have got to clean it up. Just play clean football on the road. Less penalties than the Chargers. That's the second key, the key to the house on their turf. Third key, the key to the safe. Collect all the cash in this safe. You need this key to win the game. We need to win the turnover battle. We have to win the turnover battle. Defensively, I think we blitz. We force Herbert to make a mistake. We blitz. Maybe we get a sack fumble. We have got to put pressure on him. Take advantage of the fact they've got a beat-up offensive line. We're traveling cross-country. So did they, right after playing in New York last week. We've got to take advantage of the fact that they have a weak offensive line. We took advantage of that against the Raiders. And last year, this team was so good and won 12 games because they just took advantage of bad teams. And they beat the teams. They were the bad teams on their schedule. This is not the same thing, but this is a bad offensive line for the Chargers. It's a bad offensive line that's already down two, maybe three starters. You have got to win individual matchups against them. Need a big game from Daron Payne. Will we get Johnny Newton involved? I mean, my goodness. All week long on my show in Richmond, I was talking about how upset I am that the second-year guys haven't performed. I'm sorry, Luke McCaffrey fans, but without all of your receivers, basically last week, two catches is not good enough. I need more. Ben Sennett, all right? You had your opportunity when Bates was out. Now Bates is going to be back, I believe. You're not going to get many opportunities. If you get one, you got to make a play. Jaden is a second-year guy. I want more from Mikey Sainer still on the outside. Johnny Newton, like, these second-year guys have all got to take a step forward. They have not done enough for Washington this year. Pathway to success, no missed field goals. Jaden Daniels gets sacked less than Justin Herbert. And I'm going to call this, we need multiple explosive plays in the first half. Get the ball moving downfield. Get the rust out of Jaden, right? You know how good Jaden's going to feel if he just does a quick screen pass to Debo and it's 30 yards? Next play, he's going to be like, all right, let me throw it deep now, 50 yards downfield. He needs to get his confidence going. That's why when the caller said, we got to get him in rhythm, get him some quick, easy passes early to get him going, and then really he can take some deep shots down the field. But last year, when you listen to like Brian Baldinger and some of these NFL insiders break down Cliff Kingsbury's play calls, he only made Jaden Daniels do three or four hard throws every game. A lot of it was quick, in rhythm, go through your progressions, find the open receiver, hit it, get it out of your hands quick, right? And then, once you were in rhythm, he had him throw, you know, a corner route or something that was a little more difficult to do. But you got him in rhythm. That's going to be big. get Jaden in rhythm so he has no rust, so he feels comfortable. I even think run him once in the first half in a QB design run so he takes a hit and bounces back up, right? Because this team has had that motto this year, just how their coach got knocked down. You get knocked down, you get back up again. They got knocked down against the Falcons. We got knocked down against the Packers. We've gotten up again. That we cannot go on a losing streak. When you get knocked down, you've got to get back up again, and it starts on Sunday against the Chargers. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Those are my keys to victory and pathway to success. That is, all right, running the ball 150 yards, less penalties, and win the turnover battle. Let's go to Jimmy Loudmouth in Herndon. What's up, Jimmy Loudmouth?
Hey, Awad, thanks for taking the call, man. I totally agree with one of your points. I think that our defensive line needs to totally dominate this depleted offensive line of the Chargers. Big Joe Alt is out. Slater is out. Becton is out. They got three injuries on their offensive line. It's time for Dorrance Armstrong. It's time for Deron Payne. It's time for these guys to go eat. It's time for them to dominate their one-on-ones. I think, personally, I don't really love our secondary against Keenan Allen and Johnson and Ladd McConkey. I'm not saying anything bad about our secondary. I'm just saying those are three studs. So what you got to do to combat that is rush Justin Herbert, get him to hurry the throws, and then we can get ourselves some turnovers on some quick passes that he doesn't want to throw yet, but he's got a guy in his face. So we need to dominate the offensive and defensive line. We got to dominate the trenches, especially with all the injuries that the Chargers got.
Jimmy Loudmouth, that's great stuff. Can you say it louder? No. I mean, this is a Von Miller game, right? You mentioned the offensive line issues.
Right.
This is why we brought him in here, to kill the Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who's he going up against? Some no-name. So Von Miller's got to go in there. He's got to hit that bend like he normally does, and he's got to get himself a sack and a half, two sacks. You know what I mean? These guys can go and dominate against a depleted offensive line like this, and we have to. And that'll be the story of the game, I think. I have a feeling that Jaden Daniels is going to come back. He's going to be inspired. I got a good feeling about that. I really need our defense to show up. They got to show up, Awad. They got to.
I know. And yet, if they don't, I still think we can win this game in a shootout. I think we can win this game in a defensive battle. I think we can win this game in a shootout. I'm expecting Jaden Daniels, first game back. You heard him in the podium. He was pissed off. He wanted to play 2 weeks ago. He wanted to play last week. Now, the Cali boys coming home, he's going to want to have a terrific game. And that's why I said you got to get him in rhythm early and then let him go.
And I think one thing that's going to be really heartbreaking for the Chargers is if we start converting some of those third and tens, third and eights by Jaden Daniels being able to get out of the pocket and when everyone's well covered, but he's still able to get us 15 yards, you know what I mean, with his legs. If he's able to do that, those are the plays that really deflate you as a defense where you had great pass rush or a great pass coverage, but he's able to spin out of it and get himself 12 yards. That's what's going to win us the game if we start making plays like that. That's when we know that Jaden Daniels is really back and that we're going to be an offensive juggernaut like we think we can be.
Yeah, if Jackson Fart can come in against this Chargers team and run for 54 yards and a touchdown, Jaden Daniels can do double that. Jackson Dart's not as good as our quarterback, and if he's beating the Chargers, we're not losing this game. I got the utmost confidence in Jaden's return. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond, Virginia. What's up, Kevin? You're on the fan.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you feeling about the game tomorrow?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I think, you know, last week we can kind of chalk up to obviously Jaden not being there. Terry's out. We had won against the Falcons six games in a row, so it's kind of like that coin flip. We're on the road. You know, but I think, you know, this is the game where Jaden can kind of explode his, like, pocket presence finally and show that he's more of a thrower than just a pure runner.
Yeah. I just think Jaden Daniels can win this game because Jackson Dart won the game last week. I know every game's different, right, and they certainly got help with Herbert throwing two interceptions here. But if Jackson Dart is beating the Chargers, watch Jaden Daniels run all over them.
I mean, it would definitely not be the best look if we lost after the Giants won against the Chargers. But I think, yeah, you're right. Every game is different, and, you know, nothing really makes sense in the NFL anymore. It's all parody.
Do you still think you're watching a playoff team? Or are you that pissed off of the Falcons game that you're just done?
I think it's way too early to tell, and I think people who like to write off things are crazy. Like, Mac Jones just beat the Rams. You know what I mean? Everybody thought he was the biggest laughingstock ever. You know, and I think it's just like, you never really know until the game starts.
Well, you need to pick me up here. Hope. I want to hear your energy next week when we look like a playoff team again. All right, Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Hokies football's coming up next. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. He's my partner in Richmond. You can check him out on the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Just search 910 The Fan Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. Before me, I'm 12 to 3. It's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Feeling good, ready for some Hokie football. A little juice on the added to the season last week, so I'm excited to see if they can sustain that.
So for Washington against L.A. here, I was just talking to the caller about how Jackson Fart beat the Chargers, and I'm taking shots at the Giants because we beat them, but Jackson Dart ran 54 yards and a touchdown. That's what Jaden Daniels can do. I think, look, he's back. He's healthy. He waited. He wanted to play 2 weeks ago. He's got to use his legs. Like, we need him to run and maybe run early so he can take a hit and feel good.
I don't believe he'll be restricted in any way tomorrow. Now, how that ends up for him remains to be seen. Obviously, you know, this is a Chargers defense that has struggled to contain the quarterback run. So that's why you circled this date to bring Jaden Daniels back. Well, that's why you gave him the extra week so he'd be ready to be full go. It's a hometown game for him. I think there's a lot of juice, a lot of excitement around it for him. Would not surprise me at all to see him with 15, 16 carries when this is all done and settled tomorrow.
So I gave out my keys to victory earlier, being we got to run for 150 yards, less penalties, and win the turnover battle. Is there something else you'd like to throw out there that would lead to a Washington win?
Yeah, I'd love to win the turnover battle. That's been an issue this season. Certainly saw the importance of that at SoFi on Thursday night at 49ers, forcing a big takeaway late in the game that changed that entire game, ultimately led to a win for them. To me, the defense has to stop the play they haven't been able to stop the last 3 weeks. Teams have been overloading one side, getting tight ends open, you know, confusing these cornerbacks in coverage. Miscommunication has been a constant in the secondary. And I know they beat the Raiders, but they struggled with that play in the first and the fourth quarters. Raiders just didn't have enough time to execute it. Well, against a good quarterback like Justin Herbert, you're not going to be able to rush him but so much, because he operates off of a really fast internal clock. They've got to get the secondary cleaned up. They've got to limit those explosive plays, and they've got to figure out how to handle man defense without losing guys.
Yeah, I mean, what are you expecting, more man or zone in terms of defensively?
I think the zone's just too easy to beat, right? You know, when these guys have gone to a zone, I just, you know, I love Bobby Wagner. He's too slow. I love watching him play, and he's one of the all-time greats. But you've also got to account for the guy who's on the field, and the guy who's on the field is getting too many snaps and has looked too slow in those snaps. I just think you have to go man because of the dangers of zone with this roster, which is a really old roster.
Got to get off to a good start. That has not happened yet on the road this season. They flew out Thursday. Friday, they probably have a little jet lag. Saturday, all right, getting back to normal. Sunday, you got to come out there firing. You've been to this stadium, I believe. You've seen this crowd.
Yep.
What's the environment going to be like, Michael?
Tame. This is absolutely a great place to go on the road. And you heard it on Thursday night. It was more Niners fans than Rams fans. Same situation with the Chargers. They don't have a large fan base. And I think there will be a lot of Washington fans on the West Coast who make it down for this game. It's a phenomenal venue, great stadium. It's cool, man. It just oozes that California cool, but it's not intense, right? Some stadiums are intense. You think about the Vikings have a nice new stadium. It's a Viking ship. They do the claps. They do the skull. They intimidate you. This is more about people going to the game, maybe having a couple Bud Lights and having themselves a good time watching American football. It is not an intimidating road environment. This is the perfect place to get off to a quick start, but they got to do it.
Michael, surprise X factor. Who you got? Who's going to be a surprise player that makes a big impact in this game?
Well, I've been waiting for Luke McCaffrey, right, for a year and a half now. And last week he took some steps forward. I think he'll get more opportunities this week. I think he earned those opportunities. I think it's up to him to capitalize on them. But I, excuse me, Adam, I do think Luke McCaffrey is in line for a bigger workload. I think Luke McCaffrey has the possibility to get targeted 5-6 times. It's up to him what he makes of those. Obviously, he's not going to be the featured guy. You know, the running backs, Jaden, you know, Debo are going to be those featured guys. But I think he's in line to get that next level of work.
I hope so. I would not bet on it. I think Jalen Lane's the guy that will see the increased targets tomorrow. But my surprise X factor is the return of John Bates. I mean, how big of an impact could he make?
Well, he's big there. I love what they did in his absence, though, making Trent Scott essentially that player, you know, lining him up on the outside, declaring him eligible. At the risk of disrespecting John Bates, who I love, I don't know that there's a monster drop-off there from John Bates to Trent Scott. I think he's been filling in very ably. I've really liked what he's done. Now, you'd say John Bates adds the dimension that he can also catch a pass. Sure, that's true. They don't ask him to do that a lot. I don't expect them to ask him to do that a lot tomorrow. He's a great player, unquestionably. I don't know that his absence has really been felt in the way Jaden Daniels' absence gets felt, in the way Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown absence gets felt, because they've had good depth at that position, which is a rarity for them. If we're talking about drop-offs, this defensive line, man, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, just the latest example, there is big-time attrition there, and I think there is a drop-off at that position in terms of the talent level you're bringing in to replace the guys who have been lost.
So I understand what you're saying, but I do think the element of being able to leak out in the pass will keep edge rushers watching John Bates, and I think he will make a big impact in his return in the running game. Who's going to be the lead back? I have picked up Chris Rodriguez in two fantasy leagues, so I'm hoping it's C-Rod.
Yeah, good luck to you if you're starting a Washington running back in fantasy. I mean, look at those snap numbers we've seen right there. It's remarkably even. A lot of 15 to 20 carries across the board there. Bill, I'm a Bill believer now. You know I was skeptical of him all through the preseason. Stop falling in love with guys in the preseason. It's a classic Washington fan move. All right, he's the real deal. He's really, really good. I hope he gets more action. Chris Rodriguez, very capable, you know, filling that tough runner role, and I think he'll get carries. And, of course, you're always going to have Jeremy McNichols in obvious passing situations for the help he provides Jaden Daniels. I think this remains split. This is a fantasy owner's nightmare, but probably a football coach's dream.
I mean, I wish I was playing you in fantasy. I'm not sure you've won a game yet.
Everybody wants to play me in fantasy every single week. Nobody is worse at fantasy football than me. I even put my thumb on the scales last year. Yeah, you tried to acquire some talent. It still backfired on me. Unbelievably bad at fantasy.
It just doesn't make any sense. Because you know the game. You cover it more than anybody I know. Why are you so bad at fantasy?
I lose the March Madness pool every year, too, when we fill out the brackets. I'm no good at that either. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to Vegas. Give me your picks. You don't want my picks. That's the last thing in the world you want. I'm going to be sitting on the couch watching football, enjoying it. You want no part of any of my fantasy advice.
Lastly here, you mentioned it on your show this week, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3, 9-10, The Fan, and on the Odyssey app. You are backing Carson Wentz. I'm willing to bet on the Browns. You want to put a breakfast sandwich on the line here?
I will put a breakfast sandwich on the line. We'll put a bagel Sammy on the line here. I like that. Carson Wentz will bounce back. That is the place you need to go if you're a bad quarterback. Call your agent. Tell him, get me to Minnesota. Get me to Kevin O'Connell. They can't beat good teams, but the Browns aren't a good team. The Browns are a bad team. They'll handle their business out there in London. I hope the Hokies handle their business today against Wake Forest. I think they got a great chance to really build some momentum in a lost season.
Yeah, no, I hope the Hokies and the Hoos can get good wins. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. Can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 on the Odyssey app. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan. Coming up next, the voice of Bill Roth, play-by-play voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, as they are at home for a sold-out game at Lane Stadium there in Blacksburg, Virginia, taking on Wake Forest. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Thanks to Metal Chris running the ones and twos. We'll see you next Saturday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.